Can you talk about the clinical presentation and management of ONJ?
I've only seen three cases in my experience, but ONJ presents with one of two clinical presentations. One would be a non-healing ulcer over the mandible or maxilla, and the other would be pain in that area, pain in the jaw associated frequently with an ulceration. So I think we're trying to define criteria for ONJ. Some people say you need to have a non-healing ulcer for 3 months. Some people say you need to have a non-healing ulcer for 2 months. But it's basically pain and non-healing and of an ulcer, or a non-healing ulcer is what we now call ONJ, an exposed bone under that ulcer.
How often is that associated with some type of a dental problem?
ONJ is frequently in the cancer population, looking at the literature, associated with a dental problem. It's more frequently associated with dental surgery in patients who are receiving bisphosphonate therapy. But there are reports, and we've seen cases of spontaneous non-healing of jaw ulcers in the absence of dental surgery. I think the red flag would be doing dental surgery, extensive dental surgery, on a patient on bisphosphonate therapy.
This may seem like a naive question, but how do you define dental surgery? I mean, a tooth extraction, gum surgery,
yeah,
any of those?
I'm not sure I can definitively answer that. It's certainly not drilling into a tooth and putting in a filling in that situation. I think I would define it, but I'm not a dental surgeon. I would define it as any surgery that begins to cut into the tissues above the jawbone. I think I'd begin to worry if a dental surgeon told me that he needed to do it. And we always tell our patients to please inform us before they have any dental surgery, then I'd call the oral surgeon. And if he's planning to do any cutting into the gums under the tooth over the mandible and maxilla, I would ask him if it's absolutely necessary or whether he can delay it for any period of time. Because remember, these are people with metastatic bone disease, and many of them are not going to live very many years. So unless it's absolutely necessary, I would avoid dental surgery of the nature that I mentioned in these people.
What's done in terms of management?
There are a number of patients who've had infectious processes in these non-healing ulcers. So one thing that you'd want your oral surgeon, I think they're actinomycetes. One thing you'd want to do is have your dental surgeon do cultures and see if there's an infectious etiology of that non-healing ulcer. Because remember, there are a number of causes of what we call osteonecrosis of the jaw. If you go back through the literature, there are patients who receive chemotherapy who reported to have ONJ. There are patients who receive radiation therapy. They're few and far between, but there are patients reported with radiation therapy in the jaw area who've had ONJ as a result of that. And certainly infection is something that you should think of and rule out as a causation of ONJ. If that's not the case, then I think we really don't yet know exactly how to manage it. Certainly, many physicians, and myself included, would stop the bisphosphonate and not institute it unless you really felt the benefit outweighed any further risk. There are some physicians who say, well, we don't have any data, I'm just going to continue the bisphosphonate through that, but I think I'd be a little leery of doing that. There are some studies looking at other techniques, such as hyperbaric oxygen, to see if you can accelerate healing, but I think you're looking at a relatively new phenomenon. We don't have any good prospective studies. I think the bottom line is we really don't know how best to handle it. The one thing that does come out through the literature and speaking to oral surgeons is that surgery to try to heal it and cover it over is not effective. So you ought to try to avoid any further dental surgery and use more conservative measures. And sometimes it'll heal, not always. My impressions of the literature is that you'll get complete healing in maybe a third of the time. So it's a major problem in those people in whom it occurs.
So you're saying in many patients it doesn't get better?
In some patients it doesn't heal in. They have protracted non-healing ulcers, which in some people can be quite painful. So it's a problem you'd like to try to avoid. In some people it will heal, but not in all.